Chico Mendes was an unlikely icon of the environmental movement. He learned rubber tapping as a boy in Brazil, and that's how he spent much of his life. But that life ended too soon. 20 years ago today, that's when a Brazilian rancher and his son killed Chico Mendes. They and other ranchers and loggers opposed Mendes's efforts to stop clear-cutting of the rainforest. The destruction of the forest and the violence that claimed Chico Mendes's life continue to this day. Tim Hirsch reports on the environment for the BBC. He's now in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Many Americans, Tim, I think, first learned about the riches of the rainforest and what it means when the rainforests are cut down through people like Chico Mendes 20 years ago. It was through his activism that we learned about saving the rainforest. What does he stand for there in Brazil?
Well, his legacy is really enormous. The federal institution, which was formed last year, to look after all of the national parks and other wildlife protected areas in Brazil, is actually called the Chico Mendes Institute. What he represents more specifically, I think, is the trend which really started after his death to say, look, if you're really going to protect an area as huge as the Amazon, you've got to get local community on the side of the forest, and to do that, you have to enable them to make a living from the forest.
What we have right now, though, is this very uneasy and violent, in fact, existence. I mean, Chico Mendes, even 20 years ago, apparently he knew that he was in the sights of murderers because he would say in his speeches, kill me, my chest is open. The theory being that he figured that he would probably be able to have more of a legacy in death than in life. We hear now that the Catholic Land Commission, the CPT in Brazil, is releasing a report next year that says there are 260 more people, including a Catholic bishop, who are threatened with murder, some of them who have 24-hour bodyguards around them. Can you measure the progress that's been made in the 20 years since Chico Mendes was assassinated?
Well, I mean, in some ways, everything you just said points to the fact that nothing has changed, that these areas are still literally a battleground. What I think you could say has changed is that people like Chico Mendes now, in a sense, are less alone. There are aspects of the federal government that are trying to help those people, to challenge those interests. The fact is that they've still got a very long way to go.
I think when people here in the United States hear about preserving the rainforest, it's hard to imagine just how large an area the rainforests of the Amazon are. But we're talking about an area the size of the continental United States. This is an enormous area. How much better protected are the rainforests there than they were in Chico Mendes's day 20 years ago when he was killed?
Well, in terms of the law, you could say they are much better protected. In practice, it's another matter. In the last 30 years, more or less, an area pretty much the size of Texas has been lost in the Amazon. So considerable amounts of the rainforest are still being destroyed every year. Big difference is the Brazilian government has just now adopted a climate change policy, which for the first time sets targets for reducing the rate of deforestation over the next 10 years, not to zero, but to a lot less than it is now.
All right. Thank you. Reporting from Sao Paulo, Brazil, the BBC's Tim Hirsch. Thank you very much, Tim.